This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. USDA released their October crop production report and World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE, report on Friday. Traders shocked that USDA lowered U.S. production for cotton just 19,000 bales since last month's estimate to 17,045,000. Southeastern production did not seem to reflect much hurricane damage from Sally, as the average yield for that region actually increased 7 pounds. Average yield for the Mid-South fell 16 pounds, but overall production for the Memphis Eastern Territory just 25,000 bales lower at 8.8 million. Southwest yields also mixed. Oklahoma's production estimate fell 170,000 bales, yield falling 177 pounds as well. And on the other hand, USDA surprised analysts by increasing the average yield for Texas by 25 pounds, 761. Texas production estimate moved up 200,000 bales to 6.1 million upland bales. On the back of a relatively unchanged U.S. crop forecast, rest of the U.S. balance sheet went unchanged. You can read more online at pcca.com, pcca.com. I'm Tony St. James.